Superintendent Tracer, do we have any changes to the agenda?
No, other than, no changes to the agenda, but I would like to point out that because of computer issues, we will not be having Zoom this evening.
Can I get approval for the minutes for March 6, 2023?
Yes, they were good.
The minutes have passed. Is there any public comment on items not listed? Nothing?
Okay.
Okay. And so we can't do star six. Councilor Thomas, do you have any committee member comments?
Not at this time.
I do.
Okay.
Where are we at with the water right now?
Looking really good right now. We have two wells. They're shutting off at night for at least a handful of hours, which means we're getting to tank capacity. So.
So how high are we?
We're shutting off at 36 feet.
Okay.
Yep, averaging, you know.
So how long do you think we'll be in stage two?
I would like to see this trend continue a little longer before we relax, just to make sure that.
Okay, because it's supposed
through festival and.
It's supposed to be hot next weekend, exactly. Next week.
Yep, but we are looking really good.
Okay, then on the wells that we put in. First off, how are we doing on the water rights?
Water rights, the application is for the grant has been completely sent in. It's through the process right now. Water rights wise, we're still waiting on the state for their approval.
No, is that for both wells?
That's for both wells. We're doing them both continually, so that once one well is done, we can automatically just hop on the other one. So we won't have to wait to go through this process again.
Then are we working with the designer to design this right now?
HBH Engineering is designing it right now, and you know, as quickly as they can with what information they have.
Okay, that's what I need.
So now I have a question. I thought we were going to discuss all this at August the 22nd, so.
No, this is public.
I know it's public works, yeah, but I knew that we were having a special one on the water. So I didn't bring it up. Okay.
Do you have something you want to ask?
No, but that would have been my question, but I thought we weren't going to.
Yeah, well, we have a full meeting with the engineers and everybody.
Everybody on the 22nd, August 22nd.
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's discuss purchase of a truck equipment from Lane County Auction.
Okay, so coming up soon is the annual Lane County Auction. We have purchased most of our current fleet from this auction, actually. This is where EPUD, EWEB, City of Eugene, Lane County Sheriffs, and Lane County Road Department, Lane County Public Works, sell their used fleet. We've had really good luck there. This year we should looking for a service truck to replace ours. This was in the CEP last year's CEP. Nothing has came up yet that we've felt was worth buying, so we'll see if something comes up at the auction this year there. And also a parks pickup we'll be looking at there also.
Don't they have what's up for auction sometimes online?
They will be posting it soon, yes. It's not posted yet. Our last time booked, it wasn't posted, but it will be soon. Usually closer to September.
Councilor Thomas, do you have any questions?
Just want to say, I know you guys are very conservative and refurbish and do what you can for a lot.
But I'd also like to point out, I noticed it wasn't in the notes, that parks vehicle we have in the CEP, $15,000 for max on that. We'll see what comes up though. A lot of times what we might do with that is, depending on what it is, shift vehicles around too. We're getting the right vehicle for the right area of Public Works.
So Councilor Thomas, you want to send it back to council?
Yeah, I think that would be a little.
We'll send it back to council. Moving on to Alder Street slurry seal.
Okay, this is Alder Street slurry seal we threw out. So Pave Northwest is the only company in our area that actually meets our spec for slurry seal. And the reason for that is that they have aggregate in their seal. Otherwise, it's more of just like a parking lot, certain resurfacing, almost like a paint job, if you will. But this actually puts a thin layer of aggregate on the surface itself. So it's almost like, you know, you're getting the fresh asphalt. So we're looking at having them continue on basically with what we had them do last year, which they finished up Third Street, so Alder Street at Third Street East. And this year we're looking at Alder Street all the way from the south end all the way up to Birch Place, around the corner of Birch Place. Public Works crew crack sealed it a couple weeks ago. So the steel cracks are all sealed up. Now it's time to do step two of the refurbishment.
And so this will make it stronger, stay stronger, I'm
assuming.
Absolutely.
This is the next best thing to actually a grind overlay, which with the way ADA ramps and all the stuff like that is going on with grind overlays, by ADA standard, you have to replace the ADA ramps at each corner, also if you do a grind and overlay. So that would take a project from a $25,000 plus, you know, say a few thousand for the crack seal, up to $70,000-$80,000 project.
Thank you.
And I see it's in the funded out of the street capital fund. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Councilor Thomas, you want to send that back to council as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Send it back to council. We'll talk about the Birch Street repair request.
So this one here is a small section of Birch Street on the east side of Birch. What happened was a LTV had a bus stop there, and buses being heavier vehicles stopping there every day, multiple times a day, broke down the road and the sidewalk in front of the resident. They've contacted LTD. We've also contacted LTD. Not a lot of help there. So we've been working on this I've been working with these folks for a couple years, trying to figure out the best solution, and finally decided it's time to go for it and get this project done. So we got two bids, reached out to three different contractors. We got two bids back. This will be paid for out of the ODOT exchange. So out of our funds, it's very minimal. That will be the 6% money match there. So 10% money match. Now they changed it last year on us. So we'll add out of our funds will be almost $35,000.
Okay, what about LTD?
Sorry, $3,500.
Is LTD gonna?
No.
Who knows? Well, something else we should probably send back to.
Send that back to council as well. The agenda review. Is there any changes on that?
I don't have any changes.
It all looks the same.
We could probably remove Deal Street paving though.
When's the last time we painted this water tower?
Oh, boy. I would have to look into that to get you an accurate answer on that. I don't recall happening while I worked here.
It has not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Would you please check into that?
We'll look into that a little bit.
Okay. Counselor Thomas, you got any other business?
Not that I can think of. Just that they're all things that need to be done, that's all.
Okay. Does anybody in the audience have anything to say?
He's your new member of your committee.
I can't remember his name, sorry.
Jim Diggs?
Joe.
Jim.
Diggs.
Jim.
Yep, Jimmy.
Well, welcome on board.
You have any questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I got lots of questions, but I figured I'd keep my mouth shut today.
They won't let you sit up there every go, yeah.
That's never stopped me. Well, welcome aboard. Well, if we don't have anything else, we'll adjourn the meeting at 6:42 PM.
Well, that's the shortest meeting.
Right.